Welcome to Fantasy Quick Hits. This is Miles. We are back from Vegas. I am not richer, but I'm really not much poorer either. I had budgeted accordingly, put some money aside, saw a lot of shows. If you go to Vegas, if you're Harry Potter fans, you need to see Potted Potter. It's about an hour, 15 minutes or so show on the play, I guess, stage show play that condenses all 7 Harry Potter books into that little bit of time. That's really funny, and if you're a Harry Potter fan, that's worth seeing. We also saw Awakening. That, I don't really know how to describe it. It's kind of a play. There is a story to it. There's kind of a musical, but it's not like a traditional musical, and there's like theater effects, and I'm not a theater person, but it is really cool. I told Grace when we got out, I don't know what I just saw, but I liked it, and the technology in it is just so impressive. The stage spins and circles, and it goes up and down, and it segments, and it's just, I don't even know how to describe it. It's just very, very impressive. And then, we had our monthly safety meeting today at work, and every time we have one of those, I just want to quit, but I've been an electrician for almost 30 years now. I don't know how to do anything else other than be a great podcaster. Let's not get too carried away. Yeah, I think we've worked up. We've got over 10, actual subscribers to the podcast and the YouTube channel, which is more dad jokes. We don't get much of the YouTube views for that. But I keep debating about adding a video element to this. And to do it properly, we're looking at, $500. And there's no return. I just don't see there being a return on the investment yet. And I know Cam, when we started this, he was telling all of his boys, he's like, yeah, we're going to be on ESPN. We're going to follow McAfee. I'm like, I don't think so. I don't think we offer enough value on that. It's just me. Currently, it's just me ranting, which we'll see. I don't think we're making it to ESPN though, Cameron, but I can call Cam out on this because he never listens to these. Even when he's on them, he's like, I don't like to smell my own farts. I'm like, man, just help with the download numbers. But he doesn't even subscribe. So that tells you how committed he is to this and why he hasn't been on in several months. But we're still friends. Excuse me. So OTAs are going on right now. I don't know if there's anything really big coming out of that, any information. There's a couple of nicks and little tweaks, but people are still doing all right. The new kickoff rules, that could really change how things are going. A lot of the coaches are saying, the smart coaches are saying, this is just they're thinking about, instead of putting their elite players back there, like guys that are great with the ball in their hands, instead of just putting somebody back there that are like return specialists and they don't worry about them getting hurt as much. But they're just think of Tyreek Hill in this situation, because they're not having a full head of steam when they get down there. It's possible. And this is where our leagues have return yards in their kick return yards and punt return yards in the scoring system, because it's a third of the game. Why not? It's a big part of the game. But if anybody's out there, try and get your league to add that, because with these new kickoff rules, it could be a real boon. So what else is there? I have notes. Oh, Drew sent me a yuck trade. I have Najee. So he wanted Najee and a 2027 second for Malachi Corley, Khalil Shakir, Jeff Wilson, Hunter Henry, and a 2027 third. And I went onto his roster, and he had a lot of rookie picks this year, and he's just clearing out the dead wood. And he's trying to convince me. Drew will really, he'll really, sell you on stuff. He's like, oh, man, you need good young receivers. And I'm like, my team has got, I only have 7 receivers on that team. And there's one rookie, and I think the rest are all, really, really good receivers. I have Michael Pittman and Devontae Adams and AJ Brown and Michael Pittman, I just traded for him last year. And so it's a really good core group of receivers. And I'm always trying to win this year, and that's why I want to keep Najee, because they didn't extend his rookie contract, and I think they are just going to run him into the ground. And I also have Jaylen Warren, but I think Najee should have a really good year this year. But there's a lot of stuff to talk about, but I'm really not in tune with it. I am, like I said, we just got back from vacation. We did a red-eye flight, and instead of, I was up, all day. I took, a 30-minute nap, and then we just basically got on the plane. And then poor Grace, she didn't even sleep at all. And we got home, and she just slept, we got home at noon, and she slept until, 8 o'clock. She was just out. And then we went and picked up the kids, and it was great because we hadn't seen them in a week. And they were with my mom, and they spent over a week with Granny B. It's what I like to call her. And I think they really had a good time with that. And my brother and sister, they said, don't send the kids for a full week with mom. She gets kind of crabby after 2 days of having anybody around. And I'm like, I want them to spend time with her grandma because she's getting older and she's had some health scares. And I want them to have good memories of her, because she's 75. She's not getting any younger. But I guess my two suggestions for you are add return yards and let your kids spend time with their grandparents, I guess. And I can't remember if I said this joke at the beginning, but I think I saved it for the end. How do you make holy water? Well, first, you have to boil the hell out of it. And that's been Fantasy Quick Hits with Miles.